So let's go talk to Mike. Hey, Mike, it's Tim Carter. Sure appreciate your call. Give me a full report on what's happening on the west side of town, buddy.
Hey, Tim, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, pal.
Good. Hey, Tim, I built a house about a year and a half or so ago, and I've got white gutters on the house. Over the period of time, water marks have started to appear on these gutters. And just yesterday I went out and I tried to went up with a bottle of 409 and start spraying on the gutters to try to clean them off. And that stuff is, it looks like it has almost become part of the, like embedded into the gutter itself.
Yeah.
Is there a way of getting that off and a way of preventing it from happening again?
Well, okay. Yes and no. here's the you're not going to like the way to prevent it. I'm telling you right now, you're not going to like it. But let's talk about first about trying to clean it off.
Okay.
I have tried. I've used that oxygen bleach that you've heard me talk about. You know,
mm-hmm.
my stain solver,
mm-hmm.
with pretty good success on cleaning those marks off.
Okay.
The trouble is that it. My stain solver is such a great cleaner. I mean, it is so powerful that it can sometimes, depending on the age of the gutter, and also depending on the quality of the paint job from the factory, it can kind of, you know how these gutters, when they're brand new, they're nice and shiny and they just look gorgeous?
Yes.
I mean, you know, they just look beautiful, like a brand new car, you know? Well, my stain solver, what happens over time, just so you know, the sun in the atmosphere, you know, they start to break that paint film down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in other words, you look at aluminum siding that's 20 years old, and it looks dull and chalky. And well, that's just the paint breaking down. That's normal.
Right.
Well, my stain solver can just, I mean, it just beats that paint. I mean, it won't strip it off, but I'm just saying that it could actually, it can kind of harm the paint a little bit, you know, so that's not a good thing. But it can,
uh-huh.
but it can get rid of those black streaks all right, you know.
Right.
So what I would do is you can try some of my stuff, and maybe there's a part of the house where you have these gutters on the back or a side that's not too visible,
uh-huh.
and I would potentially do a test area. And all you do is you just mix up the solution, just like you do for a deck, you know, three quarters of a cup to a gallon of water. Make sure it dissolves. Spray it on the gutter, and you keep the gutter wet, you know, the face of that gutter wet with the solution for about 10-15 minutes.
Okay.
And then at the end of that wait period, you take kind of an old wash rag, and you know, you kind of wash the surface, you know,
mm-hmm.
of the gutter. Now, and usually you get pretty good results. Okay, so let's assume we get it clean. Well, first of all, do you know what's causing it? You know what causes those streaks?
No, I just kind of figured that when you have a hard rain and the overflow from the gutters causes it to appear.
No, that's not what it is, believe it or not. It is not. It has nothing to do with that. If you look at the way a gutter is formed, and I actually think this is a mistake on the part of the gutter manufacturers, as I get older, I start to get a little bit more cynical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I wonder if it's, you know, and I think that's kind of a bad thing. I just can't believe these companies do this on purpose. But if you look at the way a gutter's formed, they start out with a flat piece of metal, and they run it through these rollers that eventually gives the gutter its shape.
Okay.
Well, as that piece of metal goes up to the top of the gutter and makes that turn, and then they actually kind of crimp it in so that you don't cut yourself if you were to grab the top edge of the gutter.
Uh-huh.
That top ledge is not, actually slopes towards the front of the gutter instead of into the gutter. In other words, it's less than a 90-degree angle.
Okay.
And what happens is, when it's not raining, you know how if you wash your car and you leave your car outdoors, and let's say we don't have any rain for 2 or 3 weeks, and you just leave your car like out in the middle of a field, you know, with no trees around,
mm-hmm.
and you come out there a week later, what's your car look like? It's got all kinds of dirt on it.
Right.
Okay, well, that's what happens on that top ledge of that little 5/8-inch wide ledge of that gutter gets this little layer of dirt on it. Well, as soon as it rains, you know, a couple of drops of rain, raindrops hit that. Since it's not tilted back into the gutter, and it's tilted out of the front, it runs down the face of the gutter. And that's what it is. So,
okay.
If you get the gutters clean and you want to keep the face clean, it's like you got to clean the top of that ledge off before it rains. Well, who's gonna? I mean, you'd have to have a serious a bipolar disease or something. I mean, just serious amount of time on your hands. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
Who wants to kind of do that on their... I mean, I can't even imagine anybody taking the time to do that on their house, to clean that, you know?
Right.
I mean, there's a couple of people I work for that might do that, you know? That's where I'm out of that's where I'm out of the construction business, by the way. And now this becomes a lot harder, is to take... You can actually take a small... And you got to be really careful with this. It's like you'd have to get up on the... on a ladder and take a crimping tool that heating contractors use,
mm-hmm.
and kind of carefully bend that lip of the gutter back so it tilts into the gutter. If you can do that, you know, like continue that bend without affecting the front face of the gutter,
right.
You're never going to have the problem again, ever. Because
okay.
all of that streaking will happen inside the gutter.
Okay.
So that's okay. that's the solution.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Tim. You talk about this OxyClean or whatever it is that you got.
Oh man, that's like Skull and Crossbones' name, man. Don't say that.
Okay, well, where do I get the solution that you're talking about?
Stainsolver.com.
Stainsolver.com.
Yeah, go to Stainsolver.com. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, don't go to that other one, man.
Okay.
That other stuff comes from 12,000 miles away across the ocean.
Okay, that sounds great.
We don't need to help that economy out. We need to help out the American economy.
You betcha. Okay, right. Sounds great.
Okay, dude.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks
appreciate
for calling,
it.
Mike. Okay.
All righty.
All righty, man.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.